In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. So you probably think 5G is great because it's going to make your phone a lot faster. But there's something else that you need to know about 5G that is going to be very crucial to you and your private affairs, so to speak, and your health. So you're going to learn all that and more about what you need to know about 5G before it's too late. All that and more coming up on the show. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. And find me on theammashow.com. Please support my independent journalism. Find me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. And go to my website and grab some swag while you're there at theammashow.com. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you gotta have sheets that are gonna give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're gonna love it. Okay. So I got one from my room, then I got one for my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid, I got you. Anyway, so they arrived and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm going to wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to them? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When am I going to wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town. And that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. And use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now. So go check that out. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money. I'm glad you guys are back for part two, as we're talking about 5G and the implications that goes far beyond just making your phone faster. There's so much more with your health, intrusiveness that is going on. And when we left off on the last episode, we were talking about the city of Tucson and how they were using their attorneys, and their attorneys are giving them bad information. And we mentioned how, sometimes that's out of the control of people elected because they do depend on those attorneys. But with that said, I just wanted to caveat that sometimes, good people try to do good things, but they get bad advice. However, Deborah, as you've been talking about these ordinances and stuff and the attorneys, and then you did a deep dive and you found out you can have a workaround. Continue with that thought.
Well, so what I did was we do notices and affidavits. Notices are meant to educate whomever we're sending them to, and affidavits are meant to say this is what we want to happen and this is a warning and you better do it. That's the difference between the two documents. And so I found out so much information through the deep dive into the state statutes and cities and towns that we actually have done two notices. And the first one is 6 pages long, which is way longer than I'm comfortable with as a rule. And it includes lots of state statute, which I don't usually use because I prefer to use constitution. But what I wanted to do was lay out for the city council this part of this statute, 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 all allow you to do what you should do to protect the residents of Tucson. All of them have parts in there that are extremely clear. And one of them, for instance, states clearly that they are to prevent hazards for their residents. This is a hazard, okay? They are to prohibit unsavory businesses. Now we know that they're meaning whatever, sex parlors or whatever, but this is an unsavory business that they are not paying any attention to. It's right there in the statute. So if they chose to pay attention to it, they could easily create permitting rules for their city that required far more intensive deep dives into what these companies are doing than what they are. They're just permitting them and letting them go and letting them do whatever they want to do at this point.
I just can't imagine if I was the homeowner that had to have this ugly thing in my yard, because I would be ticked off. Because you're right, the house value, who's going to want to have that in front of their yard? Just aesthetic alone. We're not even talking about the health effect. And the idea that they can hear inside of your house, I mean, that is awful. And probably all your neighbors down this, who knows how far, I don't know. Do you guys know how far that goes? If it's in your house, how many people are affected in that neighborhood? If it's right in front of your house, was that discussed at all?
Well, when they have co-located at least three of them, each one of them goes, I don't know, I think it's like 60 or 80 feet in each direction. So think circle around, out. And they amplify each other. That's why they need to co-locate them.
So you were also talking to me about how every week you get on a Zoom call. So if people are interested to learn more about that, Rose, will you also send me a link so I could post that in the description below? But how do you?
I will talk to Russ about it. We might be able to see if we can see if you can come in maybe on one of those and get the information, and then maybe you could definitely, put it out there on one of your shows, because I mean that would be also helpful to the people, to get that information. So yeah, we can talk to Russell about that and see if we can include you in.
That'd be great because I know people listening, they're gonna want to get you know what I mean? Like people, when they hear something like that, that's a hard pill to swallow. And so people are gonna be like, okay, so where's the proof? How do I find that for myself? And so if they could get on that Zoom call and then you're gonna give me his presentation, I mean that helps,
Well, his presentation is extremely comprehensive and detailed in what 5G ought to be, what 5G is, mm-hmm. what's happening with it, what ought to happen with it, all of those things.
And is this happening across the United States, or are we like totally. The... Oh, okay. So I didn't know totally. If we were just like the testing ground for this, or mm-hmm. if it's already all over the United States.
It's wow. already all over the United States, but there's also been specific spots that have done what they're supposed to do. Little towns, there's one in Connecticut that's only like 7,000 people. That's a little town mm-hmm. that has completely not allowed them to even come into their town.
Oh, that's good.
And so it's completely doable if you don't want the money.
Well, everybody wants the money. That's been the problem with everything, with the election fraud, the COVID fraud, the education fraud. It all comes down to one or two things, and that's usually money and then power.
Yep.
I mean, when you follow the money, you can find evidence to all kinds of crimes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And Ducey's really been working extra hard because he's made us a smart city and given us all away as well.
So all over the state, it has made us a smart state. We're a smart state all over.
Yeah. Prescott, Flagstaff, Tucson. Mm-hmm.
That's the plan.
But it hasn't been totally executed yet.
No, but let's just take, for instance, some place that's not even a city.
Okay.
Let's just take Cornville.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Cornville.
Okay. Yeah. So Cornville is this teeny tiny little area.
Really small.
Off the road. And they're implementing one right there.
Oh, no. It's such a beautiful little town. So beautiful.
Yeah, we had a person on there last night that was from there.
Get out. Okay, so let me tell you where Cornville is, for those who don't know. It's between Cottonwood and Sedona, and it's like there's this off-road that you can get on from McGuireville. If you're on I-17 going north, you can get off McGuireville and head on Cornville Road, or you can get on it from Sedona area that's going into Cottonwood. There's a Cornville Road you can get on there, and it's only a few streets. It's not even that big, and it's mostly like acreage homes that are just there for retirement purposes, because that's like my grandmother had a home built there. So I spent all my childhood up in Cornville. It's really small, really small.
And so
gorgeous. Just so gorgeous.
Yes. So they're trying to implement, they're doing it. And so because they're not an incorporated city.
Right. They're not in town. Yeah.
So they're
the sheriff patrols there.
Mm-hmm. They're under the county. So they're under different rules than they're under Title 8 in the Arizona statutes of counties, as opposed to Title 9, which is cities and towns. But they're having the same problem. They're just permitting with no care.
Now, do you know if they're targeting red counties and red cities on purpose, or is this a free for all for any red or blue?
It's a free for all, in my opinion. It's just that, you know, let's get this out there. Let's just do it. You know, the more the merrier here. You know, I really think at this point.
I wonder, you know, I haven't been a fan of Ducey in a while. I feel buffaloed into voting for him. But sometimes I do wonder, does he really know the whole truth about everything going on, or do people sit up and lie to him, and then he makes decisions and then it makes him look bad? Like, I don't know that behind the scenes there, but his decisions he's been making doesn't make me really like him very much, and makes me feel like he's part of the deep state, especially after he certified an election the day they were having their ad hoc hearing on November 30th. I'm like, really? You couldn't have given them their hearing? So I didn't want to, Amber.
That's the whole entire problem. Exactly is right. That he knew, because we're not 100% sure, but we're pretty positive that he was given money mm-hmm. in order to throw the election. And it is all about money. We know that. We know that that is, you know, part of the problem with all of these people that are allowing this to happen. And it is so sad that not only do they not know the Constitution that they swore an oath to, okay, they all had to swear an oath to it to get into office, to take their office, but they don't know their Constitution. They're not protecting the people like they swore to, and they're on top of it taking money and putting it in their pocket to do wrong for the people. This is just completely mind-blowing that they would continue to do something like this.
You know, it is hard. It's a hard pill to swallow because I always felt like we had a great government that was not very corrupt. I mean, obviously, there's always going to be a level, but I always felt a pride about our nation and a pride about our government. But then I think COVID and 2020 really, really shone a light onto how corrupt our country really became. And the infiltrators of the Communist Party came in and have been infiltrating every level of government to turn us communist, because Ronald Reagan defeated them. They couldn't come at us headstrong. They've tried, they got defeated. They knew we were too powerful to come on headstrong, so they come in covertly, paying off people, getting into offices on local and federal levels, and trying to turn us this way. And then they're all in on it because you saw, I don't know if you guys saw the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab bragging about how he has his people already put into cabinets and high places and heads of state. And I'm just like, wow.
No, no, not trying to disguise it at all.
No.
So what I was going to say to you is that for the second notice, I did a deep dive into the criminal code in Arizona, which was quite an instructive deep dive. More copied pages, okay? Lots more. And so
more than 50?
Well, right around there.
Oh, and, my goodness.
And I didn't copy all of it by any means. I spent another whole entire day looking at the criminal code. Because in the section of the Arizona statutes that talks about oaths and people's jobs, and it's a lot of stuff in there. That's Title 38. It has a section in there that if you violate your oath by trying to overthrow the government through violence or whatever, then you're violating this 132301 statute. Well, one of the people in Tucson said to me, "What is that?" And I'm going, "I don't know. Let me look it up." And so I did. And well, that particular one has to do with racketeering and the RICO stuff. Okay, I'm not exaggerating, and I'm quite positive that they have been doing that, but I don't know enough about that to, you know, say this is what you've been doing. So I went back to the beginning, because that's what I like to do. I just start at the beginning and see what it says. Can I read you a couple of things?
Yes, I would appreciate that. And just so people know, you two are not attorneys, are you?
Oh, no, not at all.
So we're talking to a former school teacher / principal. And then Rose, what's your background?
Well, I'm a massage therapist, but I also went and graduated a couple years ago with a associate's degree in architectural technology and interior design.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I'm also a pastor.
Oh, you are? I didn't know that about you.
Yes. Yeah. So here we go. So I'm going to read to you what it says here. The purposes of the criminal code. It says it is declared that the public policy of this state and the general purposes of the provision of this title are to prescribe conduct that unjustifiably and inexcusably causes or threatens substantial harm to individuals or public interests. Does that sound like it applies here?
It does.
It sure does,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
Yeah.
The fifth one says to ensure the public safety by preventing the commission of offenses through the deterrent influence of the sentences authorized. And so then it goes into definitions of what some of these words mean. All right. This is just the beginning of the criminal code, and they're just stating the purpose and they're stating definitions. Well, one of them is criminal negligence. All right, that's a definition here. It says, with respect to a result or a circumstance described by a statute defining an offense that a person fails to perceive a substantial or an unjustifiable risk that the result will occur or the circumstances exist. The risk must be of such a nature and degree that the failure to perceive it constitutes a gross deviation from the standard of care that a reasonable person would observe in the situation. Now, a reasonable person would investigate what they're permitting, right?
Mm-hmm. A reasonable person, especially if it's going to affect their property, would want to know what it is that is going in front of their house.
Yeah,
and how can it affect them?
Yes. Another one is economic loss.
Yes, exactly, because they're going to lose revenue on their home. Yes, exactly.
It means any loss incurred by a person as a result of the commission of an offense. Economic loss includes loss of interest, loss of earnings, and other losses that would not have occurred but for the offense.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm listing these things mm-hmm. in the second notice nice. That we are giving to Tucson City Council.
Are you also giving it to the sheriff's office too? Attorney General?
They're going to get it, and so will Ducey, and so will Karen Fan, and so will Rusty Bowers.
Can you explain? Because if my audience, I've talked about you guys a lot, but I haven't gone into great detail of why you do it that way and why you tell everybody. Could you tell us briefly why you guys are telling Rusty Bowers and Karen Fan and all that?
So when we issue a notice, again, I said it was to educate people. Right.
Educate. Right?
And so we are trying to educate them on what their own state statutes say, as well as the Constitution says, about what they're supposed to be doing. Since Ducey and Karen Fan and Rusty Bowers are at the top of the government,
right,
their influence trickles down from there, right? And so if we can inform them and have any kind of an influence on the top, we should be able to see a trickle down from there, as well as giving it to the city council and the mayor and the sheriff in Tucson and in Pima County. We should be able to see some things happening from the ground up. So we're attacking it both directions at the same time.
Are you going to also send it to the Attorney General's office as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And see, this is where the founding fathers wanted you and I, because we are the government. Let's not forget that. You, Rose, and me, and Deborah, and everyone listening are the government. And the people that we named just now who sits in a political position are because we hired them to do that job. But yet we are still their boss. So that notice is also telling them, hey, we are the boss. This is what we want you to do. But it's also based on law and constitution.
Right.
So that's brilliant. I love it. I think that's great.
There's one more that I want to read.
Yes, please.
Out of Title 38, which has mm-hmm. to do with the description of people's offices and their oaths and all
yes.
of that. Now, what I want to do is define malfeasance before I read this.
Oh, good.
Malfeasance means that if I've committed malfeasance, I have planned and done something wrong on purpose with full knowledge that it's wrong. Okay, mm-hmm. that's malfeasance. So here's what it says. Fascinating. I was like, oh, I like
that. Did you get that from Black Law, or how do you find the definition?
Yes, okay. It's in Black's Law, 5th edition. So ARS, which means Arizona Revised Statute. 38443, non-feasance in public office. A public officer or person holding a position of public trust or employment who knowingly omits to perform any duty, the performance of which is required of him by law, is guilty of a class two misdemeanor unless special provision has been made for punishment of such an omission. So what that says is right there in the Arizona revised statutes, it says that these city council people, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, they have committed a class two misdemeanor.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes. And I'm like, yes.
So what happens? You serve these notices and let's say nothing happens. They don't do anything. Then what do you do? Like, what's the next step after that?
The affidavit is the next step. Okay. Where we are saying, it's worded completely different than the notice. It's no longer meant to educate. It's meant to put you on notice that you are served with an affidavit that can be used in a court of law.
Okay.
Okay.
As evidence in a court of law under penalty of perjury.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So yeah. If people want to get a hold of these affidavits or sign it or the notices, how do people get that?
Well, we haven't got it. The first one is done. We finished it last night. Okay. This is like a cooperative effort of bringing brains together and accepting wording and so forth. And so, the first one is done. The second one is almost done. And what we will be doing is, we can actually post it, Rose can send it to you, the actual paper version.
That'd be great.
We also use JotForm, which is an app where people can sign them online, and we send a link out that they can sign. And so it can be done both ways.
And the cool thing about a notice is anyone from any state, any city can sign on to this notice. Okay. Yes. The difference between an affidavit and a notice is an affidavit is pertinent to that location. So if I want to write an affidavit to a school board here in Arizona, I believe, now correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, I'm still on the learning curve with affidavits and notices. Only someone in pertinent to that area can sign the affidavit, but anyone could assign a notice to that school board or that government. So if I wanted to help support people in California, so let's say there was a vote thing, like we wanted to get some, like an audit going on, I can't send an affidavit. Only the people in California could, but I could support them by sending a notice, correct? Am I correct in that?
Right. Rose, why don't you describe how our Telegram groups work with the links with the JOT form for the notices?
We have several Telegram groups in that are created for Dave and for all of us to communicate together for teaching and learning and educating people. We have them in, we've combined them, but we are across at least 40 different states that we deal with on a regular day-to-day basis. But in there, we post a JotForm link that allows anybody in any of those chats to go on and sign the JotForm. And then that will go into like a database that can be downloaded so that we can also print those notices that were signed and then take them right to the legislature.
That's awesome.
That is our intent to do that around the United States on the JOT 5G stuff, as well as a lot of the other things that we've done previously.
Is there a Telegram group that people listening right now can join? Because I know some of them you have to join with a class. Are there any Telegram groups that you guys are a part of that anyone can just join?
Yeah, if they want to contact us at affidavitmamas2021 @gmail.com, they can email me. And then I can, if they're in a different state, I can put them in that zone that we have made up. Or if they're strictly for Arizona, I can add them to the Arizona chat. That way they can also communicate with us on a regular basis, watch all the posts that go out, see all the JOT forms that we have. They can talk to the affidavit mamas. They you know, Dave posts stuff and videos. We do that all the time. We even have, if they wanted to know about Black's Law, but they can't afford the books, we post that in there. We post Maxims in there. So we have a lot of informational things in there too that they can look at, but they can also go to our website, which is affidavitmamas.com. And we post a lot of the notices and affidavits on there as well.
And then Mamas is spelled M-O-M-M-A-S, correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Affidavitmamas.com. And then affidavitmamas2021@gmail.com.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming on and educating me and my audience on the real ramifications of 5G, that it's more than just a cell phone.
Way more.
Thank you guys so much for all your work you've done the last 2 years with the mandates, the masks, the CRTs. It's honestly, thank you. I mean, you guys could be doing something completely different. You could be doing something else. But you're using your time, your talents, and your treasure to be in this fight. And I do really appreciate the both of you, because I do know you guys work very hard behind the scenes. So thank you. And thank you for coming on my program today.
You're quite welcome. It was most enjoyable.
Yeah. And let us know if you ever want us to come back.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you can join me on Telegram too at the Amber May Show or AZ Supermoms, whatever one you want to join, but you can join me there. And please go to visit my website, theambermayshow.com. Follow me on Rumble and Frank Speech and Locals. Help support my independent journalism. It's just $5 a month on Locals, or go to the sponsor page, the promo section at the Amber May Show. Grab some t-shirts and help support my independent journalism. Anyways, whatever's pure, whatever's noble, whatever's right, think on these things. And I appreciate your time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May, and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound. I need that thriller on the rilla. I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Amber May, and today I'm going to be talking to you about protecting your wealth. Normally, I talk to you about protecting your health. I talk about other things, but today we're going to be talking about your wealth, because if you don't have your health and you don't have your wealth, then what do you have, right? And so I'm going to show you a strategy where you won't lose money. You can only gain money, and you're going to be like, what? How does that work? I'm going to show you how, because what I do is it's a growth-only strategy. Meaning if the market goes backwards, you don't lose a penny. When the market's doing great, you do great too. And I'm gonna show you how to do it, because I wanna help you guys build a legacy for yourself and for your family. So imagine this, like, we always hope that we are on the top end of the market when we're getting ready to retire. But if you're like my dad, that may not happen to you. And you know, my dad was in 2008, we all remember the housing market that crashed, right? Everything went down, stocks, everything went down. We just had a total meltdown of our market. And so my dad, who's really close to retiring, lost a great deal of his money. Was he able to retire at that point? Absolutely not. How could he have lived when he had just lost a ton of his money? And I don't want that to happen to you, because after I saw that happen in real life, I was like, nope. So that's why, one of the reasons I'm really passionate about what I do. So let me show you. So I am with First A&M Futures and First Financial Security. And right here, this is kind of what I was talking about with the stock market. So you can see right here in 2008, the stock market took a dive. If you were on the index, because that's what we use with our clients, these people never took a hit. So if my dad would have been on the index in 2008, he would have been fine. He could have retired. So you always hope that it's you that are on the upswing, like up here, and not the downswing when it's your time to retire. So I'd love to sit and talk to you. 15-minute conversation is all I really need, 20 minutes maybe. And then if you're interested, go fill out the form on my website at theambermayshow.com. Contact me. Let me know you want to talk to me 15, 20 minutes, and we can show you how you can have a growth-only way to save for retirement, have a great robust savings protection should you become ill or injured. This is amazing for children. So if you're looking at a way to invest for your children, do what I did. Come talk to A&M Futures, Amber May, and we'll get you taken care of. Have a great day.